Take her and go. Genesis 24, verse 51. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. Laban graciously invited Eliezer to his home as a welcome guest in his house, and led him to his home from the well. Quickly Laban ordered the evening meal to be prepared and set before his guest. However, before Eliezer would partake of any food, he insisted on stating to Laban his purpose for coming and the remarkable series of events that led him to choose Rebekah. Eliezer began his story by telling of the high stature and position that Abraham had attained through the years, how that the people that inhabited the promised land of Canaan respected and admired him. He told of how God led him to Egypt through the years of famine, then brought him back to Hebron and established him in that country. Then he elaborated on the great wealth and prosperity that the God of Abraham had given him to acquire as he sojourned throughout Canaan. Then he told how that the great Creator God, Elohim, had met with Abraham and promised to give to him and his seed the whole land of Canaan. After that, Eliezer told the wondrous story of the vision of the fiery furnace Abraham had, and how that in that vision, God promised Abraham that he would give him a son by Sarah, and Sarah was already 90 years of age. Then he told of the miracle birth of Isaac, Abraham's son, and his only heir. Isaac had grown and matured and was a handsome youth, and it was time for him to marry. Therefore, Abraham had sent him, Eliezer, to seek a wife for Isaac. Abraham insisted that she must be a woman from among Abraham's own kindred in Nahor. Abraham adamantly refused to have a daughter-in-law from among the idolatrous women of Canaan. Finally, Eliezer told of his safe arrival at the well of Nahor, and of the great quandary that raised in his mind as he stood by the well. Which, he wondered, which of the young women of the kindred of Abraham and Nahor at the well would be the appropriate woman to be the wife of Isaac? He questioned and pondered within himself as he watched the damsels gather at the well for the evening's water. He knew absolutely nothing about the family, their disposition, or even the name of a single one of the young ladies gathered there to draw water. He felt so helpless and fearful in his painful ignorance concerning the backgrounds of these chattering maidens watching him. He felt the weight of the awesome responsibility. He must not make any mistake. Any error could ruin the life and happiness of the son of Abraham, his master. How could he know to choose the right woman to become the wife for Isaac when he had such precious little information to guide him? The garrulous damsels were also different, even though they were all similarly dressed. How could he even distinguish one personality from another? He told Laban that as he fretted about it, an inspiration came to his mind. He thought that a simple request would bring out the real person within. He would make a trial of the one he chose by simply asking her to give him a drink. And if she was the right one, she would answer him in a certain way. However, in my deep perplexity and fear, he said to Laban, I turned in prayer to the miracle-working God of Abraham. I asked God to intervene for me and confirm my choice by the trial petition I would present to the young lady I chose. I determined to choose the young lady that was pleasing to my eye, and in my opinion would be the right one. The final choice, however, would rest upon the young lady's answer and reaction to me. After all, I was a foreigner and a stranger to her. What would be her reaction to me and my simple request for a drink of water? He told Laban that his prayer was that, upon his request for a drink of water, the young lady would receive him cordially and answer by kindly giving a drink of water from her pitcher. Then, when he had finished drinking, she would, and that entirely of her own volition, offer to water all of the camels of the caravan. First, he said with awe, Rebekah had answered his request for a drink of water graciously and offered him her still dripping pitcher. When he had finished drinking, she amazed him by offering to water his camels. He said to Laban, I cannot tell you how astonished and blessed I was to hear Rebekah answer my prayer for guidance by using exactly the same words that I had used in my prayer to Elohim. In the innate kindness of her compassionate nature, Rebekah selflessly offered to water my very thirsty camels. I not only marveled at her words and gracious manner, but astonished by her uncalled-for proposal. And not only that, but by how she industriously ran to the well and began to draw water for all my thirsty entourage. By her courteous reception of him and her amazing offer to draw water for all the camels, she had unconsciously revealed herself to be a most desirable character. A beautiful young woman like that, with such a lovely disposition and personality, gave him to know without the slightest doubt that she was the right one. Furthermore, through her words and actions, in answer to his request for a drink, God had confirmed his first choice. Right then and there, he knew his quest had ended, even before he knew her name or her lineage. He told Laban how he had then offered Rebekah the golden earring and bracelets of his spousal, and that at her gracious acceptance of his proffered gifts, he had put them on her. This was Eliezer's testimony to Laban and the family of his journey to Nahor, and that this was his purpose and reason for his encounter with Rebekah at the city well. Now it all remained with Laban and her family. If they accepted his proposal, then he had been successful in finding the right bride for Isaac. However, if they refused to release her, or if she refused to go, he would, with great sorrow, have to try again to find a bride for Isaac. But he firmly testified that he truly believed that the God of Abraham, whose angel was with him, had answered his prayer and had confirmed that Rebekah was the woman to be the bride of the son of Abraham.